It is time to bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at our forecast for today. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. Don't you just love the way these things reboot and update right in the middle of drive time?
Well, it's, you know, it, last night something happened. We have on every computer uninterruptible power supplies, which, because we have a generator, which hold our computers for about, they can hold them up for up to 10 minutes. But it didn't work yesterday. And why didn't it work yesterday on two of the computers? Because we didn't have a total power outage. We had a spike and then like a 15 to 20 second brownout. And I do believe our UPSs, which look perfectly fine now, just got confused. And they didn't restart our on-air computer yesterday. But our good old Maddie came in and fixed the situation for us, so we appreciate that. So anyway, I guess we are on the slight risk of thunderstorms for today?
Not really, marginal.
Okay.
The slight risk is to our south. We're marginal risk, which is the lowest of the scale. Nevertheless, some of these storms could be heavy. And anytime, I would say, after 12 o'clock, and as we go through the afternoon, you know, the chances will get better. High 70 to 75. The showers will end tonight, 60 to 65. And then a partly sunny day with a jarring breeze tomorrow. I mean, the wind will blow tomorrow probably about 25 miles an hour. So it'll feel good, 80 to 85. How about dropping into the 40s Friday night? And Saturday will be sunny and nice near 80. Hazy, more humid with late showers or thunderstorms on Sunday. And the high around 80 degrees. So pretty much the forecast, which you laid out at the beginning of the week, has stayed true to form for a change.
Well, you know, you've had a summer, I think, that has been really weird. You've had some really boring stretches. And then you've had a lot of stretches where the weather is so unpredictable now with the climate that you had to be on your toes 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. It's been a very active summer. And remember, I put a disclaimer at the bottom of our summer forecast saying that the summer is up for grabs. And that's the reason for it. I really didn't know what was going to happen. But we'll see how things shape up as we go into the fall. I'll have to start working on that before you know it, too. But I still have time, right? Because we're just going into August.
Yeah, but I feel like this is it. You know, coming in now in the morning, I have to use my car lights. You know, it's so nice when I can come in here and it's light enough from when I, but now that's all gone. It's all gone. It's dark in the morning.
Yeah, I know. How is your knees doing?
I talked about it a little bit earlier. Today's the first day I was able to put the brace on. The swelling is now completely down. And what the brace does, people say, well, you got a brace, but you got that stem cell transplant. Well, I don't have an ACL. Sometime over the past 20 years, I ruined my ACL and I didn't know about it. They say, that's a painful injury. Why didn't you know about it? Well, probably because I was worried more about the pain in my feet at the time. So I've got the brace on. And what the brace does now, it will keep the kneecap in place. So there won't be any tension on the ligaments and the tendons on the outside. And that'll help the process. And whenever I have to do anything, I have to wear it now probably every day through the recovery period of my second knee, okay, just to keep the knees balanced. And then after that, I'll wear the brace whenever I'm going to be, let's say, someplace where I'm going to be walking where there's little hills and stuff like that, and I'm going to be walking for about on my feet maybe for, say, an hour or 2 hours. But it's, you know, it's for such a big brace, it's not an uncomfortable brace. So now we're on to the final stages of recovery on this left knee, because having the swelling go down enough to put the brace on is an important factor. So it's going all right.
You'll be dealing with the knees then for quite some time.
Yeah, but it's going to be different. Like I said, the pain level right now on my left knee And really, the stem cells haven't even begun to cook up yet and get in. The pain level alone is down about 65 to 70% right now. Right now. So I have no doubt that this is going to work. And I have no doubt that in October and November, I'm going to really appreciate this when the cold weather comes in and the bad footing comes in. I have no doubt that I'll have made the right decision. None at all.
Yeah, it sounds like you did. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Okay. So that's another strike down as we keep muddling through what's happening next.
How's the count now for your movie premiere? Did it go up at all or down?
No, it went down. 13. Yeah, a lot of people canceled.
Folks, just put your mask on. Don't cancel things. Just put it on.
Yeah, well, they're not doing that.
I know.
So we're down to 13. And you know what? The association's paying for it. So, you know, I'm ordering pizza. I'm ordering salad. I have, sodas, wine, bottled water, and snacks. So you don't want to come and enjoy, a two-hour little bit on a Saturday evening? Then don't.
Yeah.
More for us.
It's just that Americans now have become so black and white. It's either yes or no. Then there's just no in between. It's just disappointing. Overreaction on just about everything. It really is too bad.
Yeah, and I just can't argue with my sister any longer. You know, because again, last night, on the phone with her concerning the vaccine, which she didn't get, her son called her, who has two kids, and was arguing with her. And she said, he frightened me, blah, 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 blah. I said, hey, Linda, you know what? I'm not going through this with you again. I understand everybody has a right to do what they want to do. I said, but you have to weigh out the risks again. And I will tell you, final time, getting the vaccine outweighs the risks of getting this Delta virus.
Especially in her age category.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what? Everybody has to do what they have to do. And all I say, God bless.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly the way I look at it.
Yep.
That's you got to do what you got to do, and we'll see what happens.
Right.
All right. With that being said, I want you to watch that movie, The Hero.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'm going to have a chance today, but I will when I get around to it.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow and see what the rest of the weekend's going to look like.
Okay, great, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.